Good morning. 7:12 a.m. on Tuesday, October the 13th, 2015. It's cold. My fingers are freezing. My nose is freezing. It's running. I'm sniffing. I'm walking fast, trying to build up a little body heat. It's not working. Well, it is working because I'm not shivering. It's like 45 degrees. The official temperature is like 38, but at my house it was 45. It's not freezing. Freezing. The water alongside the street is not crusted with ice, but it is more than average chilly at the moment. Okay. I'll try to get this device back into a pocket so I can put my fingers back in my pants pockets. Not actually in my pants, that would be a little disturbing. Anyway, yesterday was my birthday, and the bits that got chopped out because of the alarm at 9 o'clock and my failure to restart the recorder adequately had to do with musings on ADD and the fact that it's a year later, more or less. It was actually like a week ago last year. A year and a week ago that I got my ADD diagnosis. And things have changed. Things have changed a lot. The alarm that interrupted me was one of those changes at 9 o'clock, at 10 o'clock on Friday, but at 9 o'clock, 6 days a week other than Sunday and, as previously noted, Friday. 9 o'clock rings to remind me that the library is open, so that if I need to get out of the house, if I need to get away in order to write, the library is available at that hour. It's an active alarm to force me to make a decision based on an action. I have to shut off the alarm and then decide, am I going to write or am I going to blow it off? And as much as I want to, this month I have just blown it off. Yesterday I spent a certain amount of time in the afternoon when I could. It wasn't a great deal of time. Yesterday was a very broken up day because of a variety of chores. Mostly involving my driving people around. Good morning. So I didn't have long blocks of time where I could devote to actually writing. Today's going to be worse because I've got a dental appointment at 9. I have to remember to turn off the alarm. It's just a cleaning, but I think it's the year-end cleaning where they do the poke and prod to see if I've got any new problems. And I always do. So I'm going to lose an hour out of the middle of the day, out of the middle of the morning. The upside is that I don't have to deal with kid transport today until later tonight. She got up with a bit of an issue, and we're going to keep her home today and send her off to the dress tech rehearsal for her show at 5:30. One of the problems is her sleep. She isn't getting enough of it because she's staying up too late. And even when we put her to bed, she gets up again. And it's almost impossible to enforce a bedtime. But today is, it's half past October, more or less, and she's not missed a day in rather a long time. And she will go to school tomorrow, so I'm willing to have the day back from school for the day. The good news, one of the more mitigating aspects is that the school counts absence based on class count. And she's only taken 4 courses. So if she misses today, it's not like a regular semester day where she would miss 8 and she could only miss 10 days a year. Today she's missing 4. If she could have waited and gone and you know, been sick tomorrow, she'd only miss 2. So she's able to miss 24 class days, or 42 class days, before the end of the semester, before she gets into attendance problems. And she's not missing the same number of days. She's not having the same kinds of responses, reactions, and sicknesses that she has had in the past. So I'm willing to let this, I'm not sure that's really a fever, but okay, go for today. My hands are warmed up a little bit finally. Not quite a mile and a half into the walk, but I'm warming up a little bit. So yesterday was my birthday. I had a relatively fun day. I got some interesting gifts, including a little Amazon gift card just to, so I'd have something to open. And a new sponge with the number 2 on it. A big sponge, bath sponge. Well, I may take that down and use it in the bathroom because it's a really nice bath sponge. A goat. Somewhere or other, and I have no idea where, my younger daughter found me a ceramic. I think it's just regular ceramic. I don't think it's anything fancy like porcelain, but a white ceramic goat with gold boots. Literally boots. Gold boots. It's a salt shaker so that I wouldn't have to keep pinching salt. I actually prefer to pinch salt. That's how I measure salt when I'm cooking. But having a salt shaker that they can use, I'm good with that. And it's adorable. It's a billy goat with gold boots. And a new lamp, a 4-hour timer. So you turn it on and it shines for 4 hours and then it shuts off. So my Minecraft light that I used to use burned out. The batteries melted and the switch stuck and the light itself is gone. I tossed it some time ago, and so I have a new desk lamp, a new battery operated desk lamp with a built-in 4-hour timer, so I can turn it on when I want to write and use the 4-hour timer in the lamp to notify people that don't bug me. And I think it's going to be cool. I think it'll probably work. I'm hoping to try it out a little bit today, perhaps this afternoon. I'm going to have to stop buzzing from the dentist visit. For me, dentists are immensely traumatic. Even though I like this dentist, I trust this dentist, I like this hygienist, she does a really good job. She's really careful. She's really fast. I can put up with a little bit of discomfort if it's really quick. And she's very fast. It'll still take an hour, probably. So I'll get out at probably like 40 minutes, 45 minutes. So I'll get out before 10. And even if they find something, it's not going to be terribly traumatic. I have ultimate faith in this dentist. He does wonderful work. So, you know, the downsides of it are relatively minor. The anticipation is, and I know this from long experience, the anticipation is the worst. Finding a good dentist has made a huge difference in my dental and mental health. So, yeah, there's that thing. But it's still, you know, I still have that monk post. I still have that visceral, oh no, I don't want to do this. I don't want to open my mouth and have them stick me in zingy and jam my gums with floss. And yet I know that if they do, I'm going to be, the numbers of problems that I'm going to have 6 months from now are going to be greatly reduced. So logically, I know it. Emotionally, intellectually, I know it. Emotionally, it's still, oh my God, the dentist, no. So, yeah, there's that thing. What is this guy doing? Waiting for me to cross the street. I'm a little leery about crossing the street in front of people. So, yeah, needless to say, yesterday was not a big writing day. I did spend some time last evening, yesterday afternoon, and a very short part yesterday evening, because I went to bed early. But I spent a little time getting into Natalia Ruggieri's head again. My problem at this point is that the things that I do with Natalia Ruggieri online aren't the things that are going to be in this book. They're much later. But I think it's helpful. I'm anxious to get stuck back into this story. And I've got a new writing light, so the writing lamp can be lit. Sun is bright. Just stepped out of the shade. Sun is just barely over the horizon. I just blinded myself by looking up. So let's see what else. What else? ADD. Yeah. Oh, I don't know. I don't remember if I talked about this before. I think it's Jamie who is, made a long comment on one of my posts about my being unable to remember things, remember words, remember names, and that I should get it checked out. Actually, I do. I get a regular checkup from my therapist, and I talked it over with my doctor, and he's, neither of them are concerned. It's not something that is new, and it happens during periods of stress, and right now I am quite stressed. And stress doesn't necessarily have to be a bad thing. I'm stressed because I've got these books that I want to write, and I'm anxious to get them done, and I'm anxious to get them going, and I'm anxious about, you know, how is sales going, and how is the book moving, how is An Ash Is Born being accepted wildly beyond my expectations, quite frankly. But yeah, there's a lot of stressors, some of which have to do with family members I can't really talk about. Not my story to tell, as they say. So, what continues to happen, is a condition called cognitive fogging, where my ability to recall is being hampered by, A, my ADD, which makes it difficult for me to focus for any significant amount of time beyond 2 seconds, and I don't know what they're talking about. Just kidding. My inability to focus and the interference with my short-term memory by stressors, and it even gets in the way of long-term memory, making it impossible for me to find the threads to be able to remember things. It's most distressing when you can't remember things like your zip code or your phone number. I have been in a position where I could not remember my phone number. This is back before cell phone days. This is a long time ago, and I couldn't remember my home phone number, in spite of the fact that, you know, it was a number that I'd had for years, and yet I couldn't pull it up. And not very long ago, I was at the gas station. I couldn't remember my zip code to authorize my credit card. Luckily, my daughter was with me, and I could ask her. But what happens is that my brain, like in the case of my phone number, my brain locked on my social security number, and I couldn't release the social security number. I knew it was my social security number. I knew it was my phone number, and I couldn't come up with the other number. I couldn't come up with a number that mattered. The connections were blocked, and that's largely due to stress. It's largely due to. Well, now I know that there's a part of it that ADD contributes to. So, yeah, it's not something that I'm shrugging off, but it is something that I get checked regularly for. I do have some understanding of the mechanics of it, even though it's frustrating in the extreme to need a word, particularly for a guy who uses words, to need a word that you can't recall. I know this is a word. I know this is a word that means something. It has letters, and they're arranged in syllables, and it means something. I just can't remember what the word is. Happens all the time. Happens all the time. Happens when I'm writing. And usually if I just relax and stop trying to think of what the word is, the word types itself magically off the end of my fingers. So, yeah, it's cognitive fogging. It was particularly evident in my doctoral program. There were huge numbers of people with cognitive fog. I wasn't the only one. But doctoral studies will overwhelm you with detail, overwhelm you with stress, take away your ability to sleep, take away your ability to focus, all while you're trying to create some sort of mental model of how things are. and with the way they work. At any rate, I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.